Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Praise God for the worship team this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. Lord, I thank you for giving Pastor Cal the sermon series this year, Lord, and for all those who have been set free. Whatever the burden, Lord, we give you praise and glory. Lord, in a year where there's been triumph and joy, there's also been pain, trials, suffering, loss. Lord, we give you praise through it all because you're there with us through it all. Lord, thank you for being a rock that we can stand on, Lord. Lord, as we transition to a new year, I ask for your blessings over Pastor Cal, church leadership, Lord, all those who are involved in Sunday school and youth ministry. Lord, and I ask for blessings over anyone who walks through the doors of Second Mile Church. Lord, help us to shift our focus more on you. We thank you again, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you for Jesus. It's in his mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kyle. All right, getting free in 23, the year in review. We're going to use you all this morning to help, I guess, solidify what God did this year in testimony and share time. And if you don't have some sermon notes, there's five categories that we're going to be giving God praise for, and those testimonies will be tied to each one of those points. So in other words, when I'm sharing about how God set us free to give, that testimony of giving would fall under that, not up in the beginning. So I'll kind of lead this testimony time, but I wanted to hear from you all this morning. I'm going to do a little preaching, but I want to give God the glory. Getting free in 23. I know God set some people free this year. Oh, my goodness. I know God set some of you free from some things this year. He had to. Because that's what we were supposed to do this year. So if you have your Bible, I want to go back to those theme verses. John chapter 8. And would you stand? I'll be reading verses 31 through 36. John chapter 8. This is what we began the year with. All right. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you're not, say, I need a Bible. Yeah. All right, John chapter 8, 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, and by the way, you do know there is a difference between mental belief and heart belief, right? Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word. Now that word abide means to live in, okay? To find your being in. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Somebody shout amen, Second Mile. They answered him, well, we're Abraham's descendants, have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Heavenly Father, apply these verses to our lives afresh and anew. Reveal to us, God, how freedom has come to Second Mile Church in the person of Jesus Christ. Bless this time now. In Jesus' name we ask it. All God's children said, amen. What a, please be seated. What a year 2023 has been at Second Mile Church. Look at your neighbor and say, what a year. The Lord has done a great work in 2023. Jesus has been lifted up. We've made much of Him, and He has set us free from all kinds of issues. Today, you'll be hearing how God has set many of our people free and delivered us from a multiple list of issues and things. Freedom in so many ways. The Scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're going to run Baptist Lockjaw out of the building this morning. Okay? God has delivered you from some things this year. God has set you free from some issues. And the first area that we want to give testimony to this morning. Now, now's the time for my two microphones. Whoever's got the two microphones, just one over here and one right here, because we want to move quickly to people who are ready to share. And this is not a time for anybody else to preach, okay, because we don't have time for everybody to preach. But if you've got a crisp, clear testimony of how God set you free from something, today would be the day to share that. First of all, God has set some of us free spiritually. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, make you free. And we learned that God, early on this year, that God has set us free from the person of sin, from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and even one day from the presence of sin. How good does it sound? I've been free from sin. And so this past year, I don't know if you all knew this, but we've seen 38 people saved and baptized. Let me rephrase that. We've seen 38 people baptized. You come back later and ask me, did so-and-so really get saved? Not everybody gets exactly what they need, but for the most part, when somebody's saved, they come forward in obedience to God's call on their lives. And so we've seen 38 people baptized. Baptism doesn't save anybody, but if someone, it's what someone does once they've been forgiven and received new life. So does anyone have a salvation testimony this morning, how God has set you free? Maybe some of you are here and you are closer to Jesus now than you've ever been before. You've experienced true revival in your life personally. And you know you've been revived. I don't like rededicate because that's something I do. Revival is something God does. Isn't that good? Some of y'all will get that when you get home today and you'll shout. I promise. So is there a salvation or revival spiritual testimony about how God set you free spiritually today? Anybody? We got a mic right here. We got a mic right there. Anybody? Baptist Lockjaw, leave the building right now. Anybody? Right there. Ricky, salvation or revival testimony?
Downtown Commons, I went to Pastor Kyle and Brother Derek, and I turned my life over to Christ. I got baptized at Kenwood, and I'm free from hell.
Woo! You telling me God doesn't set people free from their sin? Yes, He does. Anybody else? Salvation testimony. God saved you this year. Maybe God's revived your soul and your spirit this year, and you got a bad case of, like the preacher this morning, you just can't wait to share. Anybody? All right. Okay. Y'all, the longer you wait to share, the less time we're going to have for you to share. So here's one over here. Go ahead.
This is just a revival.
Amen.
I had salvation from the beginning when I was young, but this year I went into a real deep, dark place. And God and Jesus they just rallied immediately within days and provided me with this wonderful, loving church. And through that, there is not a moment in my day or night where I don't feel the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God.
Woo, that's good. Thank you, Angela. All right, so we've seen God set some people free spiritually. And by the way, we're talking about both campuses. Y'all do know Kenwood is Second Mile Church. Second Mile Church is Kenwood. We're one church, two locations. So we're all in this together. So God set, 38 people have been baptized this year. There's some large churches that didn't baptize 38 folks this year. Hallelujah. Secondly, God has set some people free from what I call bondage issues. Bondage issues. Jesus said, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And this year we've talked about a lot of different issues that people need freedom from. And some have been set free from discouragement, anxiety, worry, stress. God has set some of you free. I've had several of you tell me, God has set me free from loneliness, or maybe fear, or maybe God sets you free from pride and jealousy. Maybe there's been some type of addiction. Maybe it's some type of addiction, maybe pornography. God sets you free. You heard Greg Lane, our Gideon speaker. You remember him? God set him free from pornography. Maybe it's some other type of immorality or idolatry. I don't know what it is, but now's the time. Right now's the time for you to stand up and share. And the reason you've got to have the mic is because so that everybody can hear. Not just here, but online as well. Okay, so who has a testimony? God sets you free from some issues, from some type of bondage that you've been enslaved with. Nancy. Y'all get that mic to her, please. Thank you.
I had a depression and anxiety for about 8 months, and I'm sure y'all noticed. But I have God to thank for it, and my family, Larry and Laura, my friends, Mary Margaret, Phyllis, Pat Fuller, a lot of people. I shouldn't have named the first one because there's so many.
Right.
And you, Cal, you helped me a lot, too. You prayed for me. And it had to be God. And it was a struggle that I've never had before. But I thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Nancy. Depression is not real. It is real. It's not just, oh, go ahead and get over it. No, there's a deep, dark spiritual cloud that sometimes comes over people, and it really, really does a number on them. And so I thank God. I thank God that He set her free from that. Hallelujah. Other issues. Maybe there's a God set you free from some type of fear or some type of I don't know. What is it that God set y'all free from this year that was dragging you down that spiritually? Yes, okay.
A year and a half ago, my daughter was born at 24 weeks, so we've been in and out of the hospital a lot. And this year, she's had 2 open heart surgeries. And God set me free from fear. Sitting in that hospital, I wasn't scared that she was going to make it. And then I had this amazing church support.
Woo, Danielle, God bless you. And Nadia's not there yet, but she's doing much better, right? There she is, all right. Hallelujah. Other things God has set you free from. You just heard God released her and set her free from fear. Here's one right here. Martha.
Good morning, everybody. I would like to say this is such a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful church. I had never met so many nice people in a church since I left Mississippi. And it's sad to say, because I've been all over the world. But I want to know and let y'all know that Pastor Cal is a wonderful man. And He helped me in so many ways. God has set me free from fear.
Hallelujah.
I was so afraid to come out my door. I couldn't go to nowhere unless I'm looking around and see who's standing. That morning I sat there trying to pass a hill. I just didn't know what to think or what I was going to do. But I thank God. and my life is so much better.
Hallelujah. Mm.
And Kenrich, thank you. You've been a blessing to introduce me to the church. And I love everybody here.
Amen. We love you, Martha. God has set her free from fear and anxiety, stress. Anybody else? Anybody else? Right here. Right here. Risa.
All I can say is when I came to this church, I saw a lot of friends that I haven't seen in a while. And when I saw Brother Cal preaching at a funeral and found out that he was a preacher, I had to come.
Just to believe it, yeah.
And I know he wondered about me every Sunday, and my heart tugged and tugged, and I hit my knees so many times at home, crying and begging for help, and not letting my heart be so heavy. I just thank you all for having Johnny and I here, and Belinda Biggers. I love you. So, I'm free in 23.
Hallelujah. All right, God's getting the praise here. Just leave the preacher out, okay? He uses everybody. Anybody else have an issue that God sets you free from? Maybe it was pride or jealousy or some other big thing that was pulling on you and dragging you down, and God has freed you from that. Anything? Anybody else? Has God moved in your life? Has He? Let's hear about it. There's Kyle, all right.
God set me free from bitterness.
Wow.
And anger. When my father passed this year, I started to question and the circumstances around that. And the Lord moved almost immediately to tell me it's okay. I'm here.
Mm.
And I give Him the praise because I couldn't make it through without Him. And I give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Kyle. All right. Anybody else? Third category is giving. In the area of giving. You know, normally, most of the time, the last area that people will surrender to the Lord is their pocketbook. Giving. And God has set some of you. Let me just share with you. Jesus said in Acts 20:35 that it's more blessed to give than to receive. How many of you would agree with that? He'll bless you when you give. And you all may not know this, but Second Mile Church, which includes our Kenwood campus, gave almost $1 million to the Lord this year. And that includes designated and undesignated receipts. And that includes $171,000 was given to missions. Man. And the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. And is there anyone in here today that has a tithing or a giving testimony? How God's blessed His word in your life because of obedience in the area of giving. Anybody? Right over here. Slip your hand up so He can see you. All right, thank you, Ruth.
Okay, so I may cry over this one. So we showed up in Clarksville if I guess about 2.5 years ago, you know, I was still struggling with the Lord, you know, and, you know, struggled finding a good church, finally settled here through gritted teeth. You know, I never tithed in my life before. You know, we had just come out from living out of our car, you know, in kind of crummy apartments. And the beginning of this year, the Lord really got a hold of my heart to, you know, hey, this isn't your money anyway. What are you doing with this? So after, you know, a lot of kind of battle back and forth started, you know, Lord, it really is your money. We would come up against a struggle. Lord, what do you want me to do with your money? Tithe. So I started tithing and releasing that to him. And finally, you know, we just got, like, 3 months ago, got into our own home. And, yeah.
Whoo! Hallelujah. The Word of God says if you will be obedient in this area of your life, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out such blessing you won't be able to contain it. And by the way, there's greater blessings than financial blessings. You do know that, right? Anybody else have a giving or tithing offering testimony? You gave right here. Daniel.
Me and Katie... I've been married, you know, 12 years now, and so...
I'm glad you got that right. Yeah.
We never tithed regularly until this year, because the way my mind works is if we're giving money to the church on Sunday and we got a bill on Wednesday and it doesn't match up, then I'm like... So this year, we have faithfully gave every week, and... And there's been times where I've been like, it's not going to add up. It just, you know, it's just not going to add up. But then you'll get, you know, an escrow check in the mail that's like, hey, you paid too much last year. Or you know, something like that will come up. And so we've just been blessed, and you can't outgive God. And like you've always said, it's not ours anyways. So I just want to give him praise.
Hallelujah, Daniel. That's great. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Dick Littleton.
Many of you know that Kathy and I are both real estate agents. And in that case, when you get a check, taking out what has to be taken out is your responsibility. So you got to take out your withholding tax and your Social Security. That's about 40% of your check or thereabouts.
Probably, yeah.
And we decided a number of years ago that we were going to make our tithe and our gift off of the check and before we ever took anything out, and God would take care of the rest of it. Well, she told me last night, and I didn't realize this while we were on the way to supper, just how much our income was down this past year because the real estate market's been tough, and I retired last year, so I wasn't bringing anything in. And, you know, we hadn't missed a meal and we hadn't missed a payment yet. So God's taken care of all of it.
Amen. Thank you, Dick. All right. If you'll just get obedient in this area of your life, God will bless you. There may be a family member that's gone astray and God will take care of that for you. You cannot outgive God. And so the fourth category I wanted to hear from, God has set some people free to serve this year. To serve this year. Not sit in some pew or some chair, but to actually serve. Jesus said in Mark 10:45, I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. And I put a lot of numbers together in this massive report I have to send in to the Cumberland Baptist Association every year. As best I can figure, over 330 people have served in some type of capacity this year, whether it be in teaching or discipleship, vacation Bible school, community groups. People have served in MOCO, on MOCO Day, Good News Clubs, loving on our widows, ministering to the poor and needy, music and worship opportunities, places to serve, children's ministry, women's ministry, Christmas caroling.
Wasn't that a great way to serve the Lord? And then through the prayer ministry. And so maybe you have a testimony this morning about how God has set you free to begin serving Him in some type of capacity through the local church. Maybe a great blessing is yours because you gave in and said, okay, Lord, I'll serve here or I'll serve there. Yes, right here. All right, John.
The Lord blessed me by being able to retire last year. And since I've been able to retire, I've been able to devote more time to giving, not only for disaster resources, but for the local community of passing out clothes and blankets and food. And it has blessed me beyond measure. You can't outgive God, and the blessings that I've received from the things that the Lord has allowed me to do, it's just, you can't beat it.
Amen. But
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your service, John. Anybody else here that
right
maybe
here.
You served in some? Yes.
I retired last year, too. Yay. And because of that, I was able to start serving with Good Samaritan Free Medical Clinic that was started by your father.
Mm-hmm.
And so I serve with them every month. But also, I will be serving starting soon with Good News Club because of JD. But I really feel the Lord pressing on me. You know, there's been a lot on the news about that Satan Club, and if we don't do it, who will?
Mm.
And so Ronnie and I both are getting trained to start doing that.
Hallelujah.
But with all the tornado stuff that goes on, we do a lot of volunteer work all around the community, but being able to go out and work and help other people during all this, and I've found that I'm being a lot more bolder with my faith. I just stopped and prayed for somebody in the middle of the mall the other day, which is something I would not have normally done. But, you know, God just will put things in front of you that say you need to help with this or you need to do that, and I'm so grateful for those opportunities. I get a better blessing out of it and get more of a blessing out of it.
It's Amen. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pat. JD?
Some of you know that back in 1999, well, not 1999, 2019, when COVID hit, the Lord gave me a prayer ministry. And I've been, you know, God has just blessed through that ministry. And as a result, we came out with the Bold Intercessory Prayer Team, which there is actually 16 people in the church on that prayer ministry. God has blessed so much through that ministry. There has been so many answered prayers. I get to see the prayer request every week that comes through the Sunday school class and through the children and through the youth. Our youth is growing. You know, I have been blessed by being able to serve in a prayer capacity and to be able to pass that on to other people. So prayer is very important, as our pastor will tell you time after time. But God hears our prayers. We just need to come to Him and to bring those requests to Him. He has blessed me, blessed my family, and He has blessed His church.
Amen. Other areas. Thank you, JD. Other areas maybe you've served in.
I don't want to tell anything about me, but I want to thank that you have the deacons that have a servant's heart, and they have encouraged the widows, and I'm sure that I'm not like John and all.
Amen. We have a widow's ministry second to none. Yes. Joe.
On the 14th of this month, some of my neighbors and me talking about prayer, we just hopped in my vehicle and we went over to the community around West Creek Elementary. And those three houses that were gone, those families that were there, the family of Donna Allen, that 10-year-old little boy, we just piled out of the car, walked up and asked, "Cousin, y'all give me the prayer power we went up and asked those families, could we pray for them? And today, that still affected me because one of the guys with me, he's Filipino, he prayed in Tagalog, and another guy prayed in Spanish, and we had another guy to pray in French. And so we sit up there and pray together and cry together for about 20 minutes.
Amen.
And today, that still plays on my heart, praying for those families. You know, it was, and it's affected everybody that was there that rode over with me. You know, we talk about that once or twice a day.
Amen. So God set him free to go pray over some people. Hallelujah. Anybody else on the service end of things? Okay, Kyle again.
I hadn't planned on getting up once, much less twice. But earlier this year, Cal, you and I prayed about this about a year ago when God put on my heart to serve. And I had feelings, and I know it's the devil, of feeling inadequate. And I prayed and prayed and prayed about it. And if you respond with obedience and trust in the Lord, he will sustain you. You know, I think about, you know, Moses saying, you know, who am I, Lord? You know, and he responded, and the Lord sustained him. And there's story after story of him providing. And this year, as others have said, when you serve, you get a blessing tenfold. And I give God praise.
Amen. All right. The last category we've got. Go ahead, Ricky.
I've been coming here a little while, trying to figure out how I could serve. And when I was a kid, what I know, I was in a choir and I did greeting. That's the only two things I could think of as far as serving here. I don't have, like him, I have doubts of other things. I did MoCo over, I know at Kenwood, and I did the Christmas caroling this year, and I really, really enjoyed that. That was a whole lot of fun, and it blessed me a whole lot.
Amen. It's amazing when you serve the Lord, what he does for you. You're serving other people, but God blesses you because you're doing what he asks you to do. And then one day, he's going to reward you for serving. Man, how can you beat that? How good that is. The last category of how God has set us free, I'm hoping and praying God set us free. The last several weeks of 2023, we preached on truth, absolute truths, and the things that the devil has done to us to deceive us has been amazing. But we talked about the lies of the evil one and how his goal is to deceive everyone. And so we learned the truth and were reminded about the truth of creation. And then the fall of man, corruption. And then we talked about the truth of catastrophe, Noah's flood. And we talked about the truth of confusion and how God took care of things at the Tower of Babel. And then we talked about Christ and the cross. And then a couple of weeks ago, we finished up on consummation and how it's all going to end up. So don't wait until Sunday to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Get in the Word of God every single day. This would be a good time to make I don't want to say a resolution, but just to make a rock rib, hardcore conviction to get in the Word of God and read through the Bible this year and allow God to speak to you. Now, the Lord has set us free from a lot of different things, and there's one testimony I wanted to share with you in song, and it's so uplifting and it's so right. As a matter of fact, John 8:36 is in one of the verses that I want you all to hear this song about freedom. So, Ellen, if you'll go ahead and roll with that video right now, that would be great. Freedom can be yours today. And I was sitting here listening to that great group sing about freedom. Did you hear? If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. God has a plan And he's working that plan. And it involves freedom for every human being. And how sad it would be to sit here and listen to these testimonies today of how God has freed people this year from all kinds of things. And then to hear this fantastic anthem about freedom. How sad it would be for you to walk out of here and not be free. Can I just share the gospel with you? The Bible says we've all got a problem and we can't whip it. We never have been able to. Can't get over it, under it, around it, through it. We're all sinners. And that sin has separated us from a thrice holy God. But here's the good news. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And today, I'm not asking you to join the church. I'm asking you, have you ever turned from your sin and been so sorry and sick of it that you turned to Jesus and surrendered your heart and life to him? If you will do that here today, by faith, the Bible says, if you'll just simply call on him and surrender to him, he will receive you. And you can have freedom that they've been talking about today. And you can have the freedom that they've been singing about. And so, would everybody just bow your head? And I want to ask you to be bold enough to just go ahead and pray that salvation prayer. Just tell the Lord. Call on him. Tell him you need his forgiveness. Place your trust and all your faith in him and him alone. And ask him to save you right here today. That's right, just do that. And now if you just prayed that salvation prayer and you received Christ today, would you stand to your feet? Nobody's looking around. Nobody's got checking you out. Just stand to your feet. You claim allegiance to Christ today. All right. If you're here this morning and you need freedom in some other area of your life, like some of the things we talked about, I want you to just pray right where you sit, and then I'm going to pray over you that God would send freedom from whatever it is that's dragging you down and pulling you away. You pray while I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray today that you would set people free, not just from sin, but from unbelief, from anger and bitterness and anxiety and stress and fear and addictions. Set us free today, Father. As we enter into 2024, I pray for freedom to ring so loudly in our hearts that when we come in contact with other folks, they will see that difference that Christ is making. Oh God, thank you for setting us free in 23. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God praise for freedom. If I was a starting quarterback for a football team, that kind of response wouldn't even help me to complete a pass. Let's give God real praise and honor and glory for what he's done in 2023. Hallelujah. Give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You're going to understand what I'm talking about when you get to heaven. Man, it's going to be loud. It's going to be great.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.